AJ got up to his feet, and he still had the front face lock on, so he kind of Northern Lights suplexed Kurt. But of course, even in a regular wrestling sort of wrestling match, we got to get a ref bump. And it made me think before that, like, wow, this is really exciting. This is wrestling. They're actually just wrestling. Sure, they're throwing in a couple spots and everything, and it's definitely solid work. But this is, like, exciting. And the crowd really got into it, and I thought they played it really to as best as you could, something like this. Because the last time they did this, when they were, Tomko and AJ were still with Angle, it was kind of whack and weird, and the crowd wasn't really into it. The ropes were still up, and AJ just, it was a different character and different, you know, set of feelings. AJ just didn't want nothing, no parts of him. He just stalled and circled and circled and circled. So anyway, ref bump. Lights go out, you know. After a clothesline, lights go out. Things, music comes on, and then they come back on. Huh?
I was doing the same thing, never mind. Go on.
That's what that was? The Sting's music hit and the lights goes out. They come back. Angle's got a black Sting bat in his hand. Lights go out again. And this is where things went bad. And Jeff
Jarrett. This is where things went horrible. They were bad
yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
No. This whole thing was okay and bad maybe started getting a little goofy. But this is where it just got pathetically bad. And Jarrett's music hits. And they come back, and the lights are on, and AJ's behind Kurt. Kurt's like, where did he go? Turns around, blasts him with the paper-thin guitar. He kicks some of the debris out of the ring. I guess the ref didn't notice the gusher out of the top of Kurt's head, and counts to 1, 2, 3, and AJ wins. And he wins the medal. Oh, I didn't even ask at the beginning of the goddamn match, why did Kurt put up his medal? I mean, I know they're just biting the gimmick he did 3 years ago, but why would he want to give up? What? I guess this will be his split, his reason to go to, you know. And then AJ Styles, he's happy, and then as the camera's fading away, AJ's like, I'm an Olympic gold medalist. No, you're not. And then the show goes off with him mouthing, I'm an Olympic gold medalist. And you're just like, oh boy. Anything with Jeff Jarrett is just, really? Jeff Jarrett. And he's going to be on the side of the young and up-and-coming guys. This 38-year-old guy who's been around the block. You know, his career started when I was 5. You know, he's wrestling. Then he's starting like 85 or something. Come on. Damn near 30. I'm staring down 30. In a couple years. Give me a break. Less than 2 years. You gotta be kidding. But they can't bring him back. They could bring him back as a heel. I don't want him back yet. Period. Things have been great. As soon as Jeff Jarrett left, all of a sudden, 0.8s went to 0.9s, and the 0.9s went to 1.0s. Can't get above a 1.1 to save their fucking life. You know, can't have a 3-month, 6-month plan, you know, planned out. But I'd love to see I think they're gauging the fans, and they didn't pop, they didn't boo, they were just like, really, Jared's music.
Jared had, you know, Jared taking the whole thing that I hated was the fact that Jared was. Just like they just took Sting's gimmick and just gave it to Jarrett for this reason. Like, why? You know, they couldn't find any other way to get him involved to make Jeff mysterious and have fucking guitars coming from the Raptors or wherever the hell they come from too. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But you don't want Jarrett in there anyway.
I don't want him at all, anywhere near my television. At all. He is the king. He is the king of dull pay-per-view main events. And, he's just a bore on top. And that's exactly where he's going to be, on top. You think he's going to feud with Robert Roode? or something like that, or try to put some young guy over? Hell no. Hell no. Yeah, AJ, maybe, who is and should be treated like an established star. But just the whole thing that makes it completely ridiculous is the fact that Jarrett's going to be a part of the young guys' squad. And that's pathetic. And that's just Jarrett saying, please don't boo me. But I want to boo the whole organization. That whole thing is going to be like, well, I want to boo the good guys. I want to boo the bad guys. I want to boo the...
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.